What is the question, Yashar?
Oh my god, he's not even paying attention. Yeah. I know you had like a 500 million thousand.
1,000,000,000.
And deuce.
It's not a book, it's in a hard disk. You cannot be an auntie if you don't have that.
This is the problem. You don't understand.
It's up to Albert Taiya, me and Surendra.
No. We don't let live here. We don't let. That doesn't happen here.
That's toxic.
We live and we screw others.
We do Sri Lankan pride. And the best thing.
Amanda, what do you call a man who loves little bikes?
I don't know.
A pedophile.
All right, thanks so, bro. Let's go. Hi, you guys. Thanks so much for watching our new episode. This is episode number...
I'm thinking 12.
This is episode number 12. We're definitely sure that this is episode number 12 because the last one you watched was episode number 11.
We'll confirm with Takshi.
Takshi says episode number 12.
She's like, why am I awake at this time?
Today, we have with us two amazing guests. This is... And madam, you can introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Chetana.
Oh my goodness, Chetana! If I was having a bra, I would have thrown.
I just passed it.
How big would that be?
All right. Well, that's a great start.
Things got
great
rough.
Question.
Things got rough here.
Okay. And anything you do, Chetha? Just in general?
I'll let you
other than
do
bra
that.
Questions?
So from what I know, Chetana is a lawyer. She's a content creator. She sings songs. She dances.
I don't.
She sings dances.
Right.
She sings dances and dances songs.
She's a professor of Hindi in the Institute of Hindi National College.
She invented Hindi.
No, I didn't.
She taught Shah Rukh Khan Hindi.
That also. And if you go to Chetana's Facebook profile, the video that's doing the best is my video.
Her status?
Chetana, you know what? You want me to introduce you? I'm introducing you now.
And her status right now? She's single? Available to mingle?
She is.
Available to mingle? Send your horoscopes.
Wait, how she said it? Yes.
And Resh, we are having you again for... Okay. This is the third time.
Yeah, I think.
And we had you at a fact check girl for a while and she got fired because of some problems and we hired her again.
It was a small hiatus. And now I'm back, guys.
What happened was she was insubordinate. We had to fire her. She begged us. We brought her back in.
Which is nice people like that.
Also, Satish wasn't good at his job, so they had to get me back.
Yeah, they don't know who Satish is. You're going to get fired again for mentioning me. Nobody knows Satish right now. She's not in the podcast. Amanda, what are we talking about today?
Today, we're talking about relationships.
Ooh.
Now, if you watched our previous episodes, and thanks so much for doing, we have already covered this topic once.
Oh.
But we're going to get into the intricacies of relationships.
Ooh.
And we shall start. Well, we established Chetana is already single. Rashali.
Hello.
Where does your availability check in?
Very available.
And ready to mingle?
It depends.
Rush, you had to pitch so that it doesn't sound too desperate.
Okay. I mean...
Okay, yeah, fine, okay.
I think it's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Oh, my lord.
We are the best person for this topic. Yeah. But you have had relationships in your past.
Yes, I have.
About you, Chetana? Have you been in relationships before?
Oh, yeah. Multiple times.
Do you want to tell us approximately the number or is that like 550?
If we are talking about serious relationships, I would just say about two.
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah, two.
2,000.
Not, yeah, two.
No, just two.
And
two.
The last serious relationship was 5 years ago. I broke up 5 years ago. So.
All right. And you, have you?
Yes.
5 years ago too? Same relationship?
She would be a kid.
She just said yes. It's like, yes.
Dude, I think so.
Yeah, that's fine. I made mistakes too when I was a child.
Yashan, what is your status, Yashan?
I'm married and not ready to mingle.
His wife would kill him if he mingled.
Amanda, what
about
you?
I'm single. That's how you answer the question. Yes,
yeah.
Sir. I guess.
Can I ask you the next question? This is the one that will open the podcast today. First, I'm going to ask her. Then the same question for you. So you have time to fix your answer because I know you need time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she sets up a joke. She'll set up a joke. And it'll be like 3 days before we hear the punchline. And you'll forget the beginning of the story. So yeah, you can start now. the relationships you've had, the two serious relationships you had, what type were they? Were they healthy? Were they like standard normal relationships, or were there any special like guidelines to them?
I'll just talk about the last relationship.
Yeah, that's fine.
And it was healthy.
Yeah.
And it became a bit toxic.
So it wasn't toxic?
Not toxic. I wouldn't say toxic, but intolerable.
Intolerable.
And there was this lack of understanding that was not there before. It was very good. Easy. We have never fought. We never fought for all those like 3 years. But then something happened. And then suddenly it wasn't working out. It wasn't toxic. I wouldn't say toxic.
It was not toxic.
It was not toxic.
Okay. But at the end, it was.
At the end, I couldn't take it anymore. Like, I was feeling a bit suffocated and unhappy. And it's not his fault as well. It's a very complicated situation.
But if you had a chance, like, let's say you have a time machine to meet your younger self, would you go through that again?
Yes, definitely.
All right, so it was a good.
It made me a content creator, so.
Yeah. So messed it up enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
Messed it up just the right amount. Right. Thank you, whoever you are.
It's the goal in logic.
We had to give him a name. We'll give him a name. Mr.
Sakalabujang.
Thank you, Mr. Sakalabujang, for all your work.
Thank you for your service, sir.
What about you, Rashna? You have enough time to formulate an answer.
Shorter.
ඒකාලෙ සිද්ධ වෙච්ච කතාවක්
මේ හිටං බං Okay, so this I need to give a bit of context for this.
Yes, it's a setup.
Yes, because it started off as a long distance relationship.
Oh.
And then it started, and then we met up.
So social media?
No. This person was in my school, and then he left. And then I left to that country. I mean, we started dating while I was here and he was there. Then I left to that country and then we continued our relationship. It was beautiful and perfect at the start because like I didn't know what it was like to live with this person. And
you lived with him?
Okay. Yes, I did. And the intricacies of his daily life and what he had to go through. When I was with him, I was, it was kind of like a shattering moment because the person I knew wasn't the person I met. And like, he was great. Like he tried to do the best for me, but I think at that moment, certain things just didn't work out. And he changed. He deteriorated. No, he just dissolved into someone else.
Okay. So, same question. If you go back, would you have done it all over again? Or
I think so, yes.
All right. So, it's a good thing, but also sad.
Yeah.
It's character building.
What about you, Amanda? I really want to know this. I mean, I kind of know the answer, but I want everyone else to know the answer.
What is the question, Yashan?
Oh, my God. He's not even paying attention. Yeah. Are you even in the podcast? What type of relationship you have had? Was it healthy? Good? The last one. I know you had like a 500 million thousand.
1 million thousand.
And deuce.
It's not a book, it's in a hard disk.
The last one I had was not the best.
Yeah, if it was the best, it would be still the
same. Yeah, exactly. So among the other catastrophes that I've had as relationships, I would say the last one I had wasn't really a serious one. So it started off as something very physical and ended in a different place altogether, and that is what broke me and made me a content creator too.
Wow, these people really messed up. Do you really have to be messed up to be a content creator? I mean, aspiring content creators out there.
I mean, I wouldn't say yes, but statistically.
So if you want to be a good content creator,
get your heart ripped apart.
Yes.
No, you're not promoting that message here.
Toxic relationships, my guy. Gentlemen. Okay.
So,
wait, Yoshi, have you been a part of any like toxic relationship?
Yes, I have. And I mean, now I'm in a great relationship. I'm married. Hi, wife.
Put a ring on it.
But before I met her, I was in and out of some really bad stuff. Mm-hmm. He knows 99%.
I was one of them.
Yeah, we dated for a while and then we realized we had the same genitalia idea.
Yeah,
it was like, what do we do? You played Star Wars though.
Did it glow? Take. Yes.
Anyway.
You said it. So yeah, so before I met my wife, I was in and out of some couple of relationships. And the thing was, initially in the honeymoon phase, like, you know, you had that honeymoon phase, it felt great. But as it went on, it got hard. Like, mentally,
so
mentally hard. Mentally hard. It got mentally hard. Sorry, Chetana, can you stop?
This is so cute.
I'm not doing it.
She made the cutest face. She's like.
So it was mentally hard. And I didn't know how to deal with it. I was a kid. I mean, everything was new for me. So I used to screw it up more. Like, I used to be over texting, over jealous, over protective. Right. And I felt I was being toxic. So when I stopped, then it was not enough, you know. So it was very complicated for me. I didn't figure things out till I met my wife, which is
good. Are you saying toxic in that you didn't know if you were being clingy? And
yes, I didn't know if I was a good boyfriend, good enough. Was I bad? Was I, you know, messing, scaring her off? You know, like, I would do something grand for her birthday. She'd be like, oh, this is too much. You're just my boyfriend. And I would do something less. And she'd be like, you don't love me anymore. So I'd be like, what do you want? It's kind of a thing. So yeah, I was still figuring things out. And then a couple of them ended up dating my friends. You know, I found a lot of girls from my... I'm the guy who brought them to their partner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a couple of them, not all. But yeah.
So all in all four, great relationship so far.
Yeah.
I mean, you got married.
I got married. Yeah, so by the time I met my wife, I kind of figured the guy I wanted to be. And I kind of just maintained that. So yeah, it worked out. Still working out. Yeah. Do you enjoy being in a relationship? The whole... Yes, Chetana, are you dancing? What's she dancing?
That was a deep inhale, man.
Yeah. The viewers heard it.
Why did she inhale?
No. Okay, question. Yeah.
All right. My next question.
Yes, you asked the question. Yeah. Sorry, it wasn't answered.
Yes, I realized. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you enjoy being in the relationship, the whole concept of being in a relationship? Or was it something you tried out because you didn't know what it was and you just wanted to see what it was?
My past relationship, is
Yeah.
Or relationships in general?
Relationships in general. Like, like boyfriend, girlfriend, not mother, daughter, sister, like boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. Yeah.
And
because when we were discussing the topic, he'd be like, people will confuse mother-daughter. I'm like, no one's going to confuse mother-daughter relationship.
Relationships are relationships.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I think it is very important for me to be in a relationship because I feel like it opens up a different aspect to myself. And I learn who I become, how I can show up. And I guess my love language is how I sometimes fight or how I perceive certain discussions and people's actions. I think it's such an interesting aspect to a person when they're in a relationship, because as opposed to being with friends, when you're with your partner, you're an entirely different person and you learn different aspects of yourself. So yeah, I think I do enjoy being in relationships.
So when you're in the relationship, that's when you figure yourself out. Is that what you're saying?
I would say so, yeah.
All right. And what about you, madam?
Back when I was in relationships, I think I just, like, you know, just did it for the sake of doing it. Back in the day when I was really, really
so
like...
The
concept of having a boyfriend. And when I got into my last relationship, I thought it would be serious and I might end up, like, you know, marrying that person. But then it scared the hell out of me.
Girl!
It scared the hell out of me.
Because she got scared?
No, because I'm married.
And it really, really scared me. And I felt like I'm not cut out for this. You know, I would be one of those people who would never marry and I wouldn't enjoy it. Like what Rishali said, the exact opposite of that was what I was feeling, right? So wait. And
don't butt it.
I love it. And... So this was me 5 or 6 years ago. I thought when I broke up, I will never marry. I'll just be like this cool aunt for my nieces and nephews and all that. And but it all changes. See, with every year that you live, with the type of people that you meet, your
opinion about relationships and what you want, it changes constantly. It changes. Right now, after 5 years, after going through all of that, now I'm at a point where I'm thinking again, I'm wrong. I would enjoy having a partner. I would enjoy having someone to talk to. Like she said, friends aren't cutting it all the time.
Right.
You know, you have to have that person who brings out the femininity.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. just for once, just that person who would just make you feel really safe. You know?
Yeah.
It, you know, we are, I give off a bit of a masculine energy. That's because I do everything in my life on my own. Everything.
Right.
Down to everything. I don't know. Just financial wise, content wise, work wise, law wise, whatever it is. I do it on my own. Nobody's there to support me. I go down, I get back up. I take my time. Nobody's there to hug me even. So after 5 years of going through that on my own, now I'm at a place where I'm open to it. I would enjoy it. I would want to be, I don't know if it's love, but, you know, having a partner to just...
Having somebody.
Having somebody to just call my own. Just having my own home. Something like that.
Huh. So just to sidetrack, I want to sidetrack a bit.
Yeah.
So a manly man, is that the man you're looking for? Like a really manly man? Because our content of...
See, that's where most of the people go wrong. People think, you know, men should be men and women should be women. No. You know, it should be a man who can bring out that feminine side. Like something that's hidden, you know?
Of you.
Of me.
Right, yeah.
See, only a real man can bring that side out.
Right.
You know, not every woman is a fully, you know, like a glamorous feminine woman who gives off feminine energy.
Right.
You know, sometimes there has to be a person who can calm us down. You know, who can just calm us down and tell us, just talk to the wall. And then, you know, you be calm. And there should be...
Rashad, take down notes.
A man should be able to calm your woman down. Yes, listen.
And
wife,
and
say calm down next time, don't get mad. Chetana told me to.
And it's not just calm down, go talk to a wall.
Go talk to a wall.
Not like that, you know. There are, you know, if...
Please, go talk to a wall.
I would love it if the person is the exact opposite of me, who can, you know... say sensible things and make me see things in a different light.
So right. Different perspective.
Yeah. Different perspective. Because I think he should be a person that I would listen to. You know, I would love it if he can teach me things, if he can just show me a different perspective. But not a manly man. You know, any man can do this. It's just that they don't know their potential. They don't know how to read a woman.
What would then be the defining characteristic between a manly man and a man who can bring out the femininity in you?
I think it's being proactive.
Sorry.
Yeah, she's right.
Please.
Right.
Chetana, please answer.
Ask that again.
No. So what I want to know is, what is the defining characteristic and or characteristics between what you would call a manly man and a man who can bring out the femininity in you?
To be able to listen to you and understand you, I think. A manly man would just be a manly man, you know. Telling a woman what to do.
Oh, okay, like a very not rash person.
Yes, okay. Probably. Like, you know, it's not all about your muscles.
Right.
It's all also about...
Whoa. They don't mean that, right? She don't mean that, right? You go work out.
So just for the audience who cannot see this live, she looked directly at Amanda and said, it's not all about muscles. Who is 99% muscles?
Yeah, Amanda. It's not all about muscles.
No,
I think what she means is a man who listens not to respond.
Yes.
With a like a solution. It's someone who understands and empathizes.
Not just women. Like, the man should be able to understand anybody and everybody. You know, that is a very rare quality that we see in a man. You know, to be able to read people, the emotions, sometimes without even saying a word. So, you know, you're able to read situations. So that is one quality which would save a relationship. Any relationship, not just a romantic
proper
relationship.
Proper communication.
Proper communication.
Mind reader.
Both sides.
Hurry. But then, exactly.
Mind reader.
I can't... So now, if we were in a relationship...
Yeah.
I can't know what you're thinking.
See, yeah, true.
But you should be able to read her.
No.
No, don't read her.
No.
Read her diary.
Right.
No. Damn.
Should have fucked up.
See, that's the beauty of living together or just having, you know, associating a person for so long. You can catch up to these things. Like, you get to know.
Yeah.
Like, if I was, like, best friends with Rashali, I would know what to say, what not to say, after a period of time.
Yeah.
Isn't that what every bond is about?
As the married person.
I've been friends with Amanda for years. I still don't know what not to say.
as the married person, though, is that the same situation with you and Jay?
Well, Jay is used to me saying so many things.
She just filters out 80% of it.
But as you said, and that's a problem, I tend to look for solutions. Naturally, like, oh, this is the problem. That's the solution.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes that pisses the person off. I don't know why. So that listening thing is there. But at the same time, I think men by instinct are logical creatures. Yeah. I feel.
Yes.
So
yes.
When there's a problem, we see a solution. We just say, just do that. And then she's like, the problem isn't that big. How dare you make it so small, kind of a thing. I don't know. So I feel like it's a learning process. So
it is.
Something that I'm working on. So now I just go,
Good job.
Active listening.
Active listening.
But can I add to that? Yeah. I feel like abandoning your ego is such a big help when you are in a relationship. Because I feel like when people fight, usually the other person needs to know if this other person is worth fighting for. And you abandon your ego and you go up to them.
And you figure it out.
And you meet them on their level. It's like a chemical.
That's such a beautiful thing to say. That's
thank you.
We should put it on a t-shirt.
Makes sense.
Absolutely. After this, also shout out to Chetana who wore the That's So Bro t-shirt.
Yes.
Say, if you want to model that up and down, that's all right.
My God.
But then my question then to you, ladies, is I also know guys who tried to be that guy and got taken for a ride. Right? Then what is the line between knowing what to say and doing the right thing and then being too nice? Because the saying is, nice guys finish last.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're too nice also, the girls don't like that.
Yeah.
See, it's very objective and subjective. You know, in every situation changes according to the person you're dealing with.
Right.
Right?
So then personal to you.
Yeah.
Where would be the line between you understanding that your partner is caring and you saying,
I want a bad boy.
For God's sake, shut up. Yeah, exactly.
You see, I've dated enough and more bad boys. Okay. So there's a saying which says that, you know, if you feel the rush, if you see a boy, like if you see a man, you're like, my God, he's so handsome. I want him for my son. He's such a bad boy. See, I've gone through all that.
Right.
See, when you feel that.
Why are you looking at me? Look at her.
You're a man.
And you're a bad boy.
And with the haircut, you look like a bad boy.
Not all muscles looked at me. Bad boy looked at me. What are his next lectures also looked at me? Okay. Yeah, okay.
Takshi's also looking.
Takshi for this.
Okay, so I have felt all those feelings, you know, the rush seeing someone and, you know, wanting that person for myself. You know, it dies down. It doesn't go anywhere, you know. If that person is not worth the wait, it doesn't go anywhere. Right now, like I said, you know, it changes. The way I feel changes. Over time, it does. Right now, I would want to, again, what I mentioned before, want to be with a person who feels like home, who gives me that calmness instead of the rush.
Right.
See, it changes with, like, it could be the age, it could be the experiences that I've gone through, it could be the men I have associated.
When she said that, she pointed at me.
At least it wasn't me this time.
Can't like the stop men making it about the people I look at.
The men in general.
The men in general.
The men I was with.
Right.
And so, you know, sometimes we love to see a man take charge, you know, and, you know, handle it for us. It's not about us being in control. You know, that's a misconception. I think we just want men to be men, be a little more understanding that biologically, mentally, physically, we are different. So just get us, just understand us, just be there for us. I think for me, that's the biggest turn on. And that's the kind of person I want to be with. I don't know if that answers your question.
So if you fulfill everything she said, send your horoscopes.
And you have to be good looking. But not,
no.
No, you don't have to be good looking at
you
all.
You cannot be a bad boy and no muscles.
No, I'm not saying no to bad boys.
Yes, bad boys.
A bad boy can be a perfect man. You know, I cannot put my finger on it. I cannot just give you a criteria saying mm-hmm. that I will like these.
What percentage of bad boy do you want?
What the hell? What percentage of
you become 67% bad boy, Masha.
I know a bad boy who is a bad boy, but who is the most goodest boy.
It's like we're talking about dogs now. He's a good boy and a bad boy and a good boy. Bad boy, you peed in the
So yeah, I know a bad boy who is so good. So if I don't know if that makes sense.
He's
understanding. Right. He's the most thoughtful person that I have known.
That bad boy.
Yes.
What makes him bad then?
Why? Should I just say that? You have to get it. You have to understand.
Sorry, Chetan, you're hitting a pitch though.
That's no, no. He's very thoughtful.
Right.
He's mm-hmm. understanding.
Right.
That bastard.
A bad boy is this attractive, you know, just a person having this attractive quality of just it could be bad grammar. In a sexual way, you know.
Okay,
we don't know.
I'm going to step in there.
Yeah.
I'm a dad to a daughter. All right, I'm going to tell you what a bad boy is in the eyes of a father, not what she said. Right. The dude walks in a motorbike. Huh? With all this leather and tattoos and a cigarette in his mouth, the bugger's going to get murdered at my doorstep.
No, not
the whole
that.
Attitude like, oh, I will call you later and never call back, that bugger's going to die.
Wait, so that's your version of a bad boy. What were you thinking about? And what are you thinking about when I say bad boy? See, it changes according to how you
think. Doesn't have a shower.
Yeah, agreed.
Bad English.
Agreed.
Ew.
Doesn't cut his nails.
Yeah.
Bad boy.
Bad boy.
That's a bad boy. That's not what I'm talking about. What no. are you talking about?
I think someone who just knows.
Rochelle, you stop smiling when you're talking.
I'm
being serious.
Guys, yeah. Come on.
She's thinking of all the bad boys she's
saying. Exactly.
Yes, I am.
Oh, that bad
according
boy.
According to you, who is a bad boy?
A guy who knows he is sought after and weaponizes it.
That's one type.
You did
of,
say that.
I don't have to say it. See, it's different from person to person. That's what I'm saying. Now, he doesn't like a boy who doesn't cut his nails.
Just so you know, and just so you make it clear, I don't like boys in general.
Are you sure?
Whether you have a shaman or not, bro, don't hit me up. Hit up Chetana.
He just got a message today.
Okay, so be serious. According to you, who is a bad boy like a bad man for a woman?
If you say, I think, like you said, a bad boy is subjective. So the ideal would be the guy from 365.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Machino. Okay,
365.
Oh, I feel.
Ah, yeah. I know.
I feel. Yeah. So that is the idealized version.
So
of that.
Basically, so manipulative.
Yeah.
Extremely manipulative. Some, girls are into that.
Yeah, a sociopath who uses and weaponizes emotions, like you say,
mm-hmm. okay.
to their own benefit. Would be not a bad boy, but. Hmm. Terrible human
is
being.
Sought yes. after anyway.
Yes, so and a bad boy could also be somebody who smokes, who abuses the other person. You never know. It's very subjective.
Yeah.
So according to what I mean.
What she meant was
what
she he's
mean?
Thoughtful.
Okay.
He's understanding. What is the third one you said?
I didn't say anything.
Just thoughtful and understanding.
That's all you need.
Can I interject though?
No.
Yes. So, what to answer your question, when you strip both and you look both,
stop it.
If you.
You're gonna strip both?
I'm surrounded by. No,
kids. Say it. If you strip both?
If you strip both characters and if you look at them objectively, right? You look at the characteristics the bad boy has. He's more extroverted. When you look at the nice boy, he's more. Introverted,
right.
And he relies on certain intellectually stimulating things for the woman.
Right.
Whereas women at a certain age, they're more stimulated by visuals. So when the bad boy overtly does things that can be, are tangible. So opens the door or comes on a motorbike or puts his hand on a wall and he's like, hey there, baby girl. Certain things tick a woman and they're like, oh my god. Whereas the sweet guy who is more timid and writes little notes and does little things, yes, these are actions, yet they stimulate the brain, the cerebral. It's like a cerebral stimulation. it is only when the woman matures that they start understanding that this, the timid boy is the actual good boy.
I don't agree with the introvert extrovert part.
But yes, also, because I know people, the exact opposite also can happen, because I know people who are extroverted, but they are really, really nice.
Right.
And who are...
Precisely.
Like, see, you know, it can be...
So
it's down to
daddy
issues.
To the good boys out there who want to win the girl over, you need to be able to be more confident and become someone that she can see and views as someone who can be on her level or even exceed her. Women look for guys who can be above them in a way, because the power dynamic is such that then they can give up their need for controlling.
Yes.
And then they can look up to you. Like she said, that is what she wants. Whereas when you are more timid, the woman has the upper hand. And I'm not going to lie, it is a power trip. So it is stimulating for the woman to be able to control.
Right.
There you go.
Okay. My entire qualm with all this is the fact that I've heard a lot of girls say, and it is romanticized, that all girls are after the bad boy.
That is a notion.
Right. Yeah. So you take the Twilight series, this 365 thing.
Yes. They have this idea that they can change.
Right. And that all, I think...
It's an attraction.
Yeah. Then yeah. Jordan Peterson brings it back down to Beauty and the Beast, where the Beast is an absolute terror to everybody else, but at least to the girl, he's not so bad. My question to you girls is in less than 10 words.
Wow.
In less than 10 words, what are the characteristics in a bad boy that you're looking for that is not also borderline sociopathic?
Why are we doing
this?
Why
are we talking about bad boys specifically?
Answer the question first. Because if we keep saying girls are into bad boys, guys are going to, anybody who's watching this, is going to take any characteristics that they watch in any film to be, because girls are told to come after this type of guy because apparently this is the type of guy that's attractive, and take the worst parts of that and then portray that, use it on some girl who is an actual innocent girl. Then that girl's going to be put in a situation where she doesn't want to be put in. And then after the end of all that, she's going to come out and say, all men are terrible. So to prevent all that from going down, you tell us in 10 words.
10. I will count.
5 words. 5 words.
Better.
5 words. 5 characteristics of a bad boy that you would like a good boy to have.
We'll let Chetana go first. She takes time to think.
No.
No.
5 characteristics of a bad boy that you want, that we want.
In a good boy.
In a good boy.
That is not a sociopath sort of situation. So now using, like knowing what you want and what I would do then is until I get a reward, until I get something from
be naughty.
Okay.
Really naughty. You have to know how to satisfy your woman.
Satisfaction.
Okay, that's one.
That's one.
Bed performance.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
You go.
Oh, okay. Charismatic.
That's okay.
Okay, two. There's two qualities. Okay. So, good boys aren't charismatic? Oh, you're talking about the fact that good boys are kind of introverted?
Yeah.
Okay, charismatic. Okay, miss. You're not combining it first now. It's 5 words between
two the and two. A half.
Being in control.
Okay.
Of the situation or the problem, whatever it is.
Okay.
So... taking charge, basically.
Taking charge.
Of situations.
Okay. Say it, Rashi. It's okay. I'll hide your face on camera. This is not Rashad.
No, it's just someone who is confident in who they are.
That is charismatic.
Charisma is being able to use your energy to win over a room.
Okay.
But also...
confidences.
Confidence, yes. But being... Oh, okay. Scrap that. Self-aware.
Is number four. Oh, three. Oh, four.
Yes.
Miss last one.
Not the last one, Rish. What should it be?
Now,
bad
understand.
Boys,
that's
sorry,
the,
bad
the,
boys
the
don't
gentlemen who are
self-aware.
The gentlemen who are watching this are going to hold this to be gospel of what girls need.
No.
So now
y'all
are speaking on behalf
of
women.
No, it's our perspective. We
cannot
so
they want
speak
to know your
collective.
Now, they're looking
it's between you two and Takshi. Takshi, you want to come and tell us about the bad boys? No.
You're representing all women right now. in the history of womanhood?
Okay, we have good in bed.
Okay.
We have confidence.
Okay.
We have, oh, not confidence, we have charisma.
Charisma.
Right? Then we have, should be able to lead a situation. We had, whatever the fourth thing was?
Self-awareness.
Self-awareness.
What's the last thing? What is self-awareness, just so that we know?
I was going to ask that, yeah.
I don't think bad boys have self-awareness.
That doesn't count, so.
Yeah. I think we might have to backtrack that one. But do...
Have you heard that Spice Girls song?
If you want to be my lover.
Not that.
That's the only song she knows.
Oh.
No.
Tell me that song.
Hold on. Hold on. That's that. That's
the first part of that song. You're right, you're right. But the first part of that song. Tell me what you want, what you really want. And then they just go zigga zigga zigga. Ah! So they also don't know what they want. So I'm asking you.
I think someone daring. Not naughty. Daring.
Daring.
Because a lot of boys. No. Daring
people.
No. They take risks.
Okay. So risky.
Not like smoking and stuff.
Riding the bike without the helmet?
Is ready to do something fun out of the blue. Doesn't need planning.
So spontaneous.
Spontaneous, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. That's spontaneous. A good one. Spontaneous nature. We have four.
Okay.
I don't have the last one.
The last one.
I'm thinking still. It might take a while.
We'll get back to this question. You guys think throughout the whole podcast. We'll come back to that for the fifth one.
Yes.
So if you really want to know the fifth one, you have to watch the whole thing.
Watch the
It won't be there. It'll be in the middle or something. Amanda, do you want to go for the next question, please?
Having control about his own life? Did we say that?
That's the third thing.
I mean, like just do your shit.
I think that's just what is attractive. I don't think bad boys have that.
But no, some bad boys do.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're very much in control of their life.
Yes, they are.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, okay. They know what to do, what to do.
The thing
like,
is, their goals are not great. That's the difference.
No, I'm saying, you know, it can be a good thing. There are so, like, you know.
But
I'm not saying it's a bad boy quality. I'm saying they should be aware of what they want. Their life, their decisions, their jobs, their businesses, their, I don't know, any choice that they make.
So secure.
Secure.
Well, how is that secure?
Because you're secure in your decisions.
No. Okay.
Or decisive. One of the two.
Decisive.
Decisive. Being decisive. Yeah.
And now you know our five. Thanks for watching until the end of the video for that.
Please donate,
Amanda. Decisive. Okay. We'll bring them back. Okay. My thing is this. Okay. Say hypothetically you do meet this on the three. Five characters.
67% bad boy.
Right. Yes. 67. It is quintessentially, yes.
That is a great percentage.
67% bad boy. And he turns out to be the, quote unquote, the love of your life.
Mm.
Yeah, your soulmate, the one, every other Taylor Swift song that resonates with love. Okay. If that person comes back home and says, look, it's not to say that I don't love you, all right? And my feelings for you has not changed. It hasn't diminished. It hasn't gone anywhere. But I think I want to be in an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say yes? Or would you say no?
Amanda, why? Maybe you need to explain open relationship, what the rules and regulations.
Oh, okay, so an open relationship is basically where we can see other people and it's not a limited factor. So unlimited, whatever you want to do. If you want to bring them back home and do it, whatever you want to do, you can do that too. And the same applies for me.
Yeah.
Would that be?
I would be down to sit down and talk and have a conversation about it, figure out what he wants, what he likes, and why is he saying so, whether we have a problem between us, whether I like it or not. Who knows? I might like it.
Right.
That's a very honest answer. This is the best answer I've got.
See, we are humans. Our feelings change. I've been saying that since the start of this podcast. We change.
Yeah.
Right.
The way we feel changes all the time. You know, and if somebody comes up to me and says that I only believe in true love and there's only one love for the entirety of our lifespan, I would not believe it, because I have seen people change. I have seen happy people lead crappy lives. I have seen people get married. And, you know, because I'm a lawyer, I see a lot of problems between people. Mm-hmm. I know that situations change.
Hold on,
like this.
May I ask what lawyer are you doing?
No?
What type of lawyer?
Divorce? No, not divorce. I handle land matters. But it's very common to see people drifting apart in our field, in the entertainment field, as well as in the law field, right? So if because of that, I have become very understanding of the human nature. And I know that people change, feelings change, situations change. So if my partner comes up to me and he says this to me, I will figure out what he's trying to tell me instead of just getting mad and going this and that.
Right.
Who knows if, what if I like it? What if that's what works for us?
Right.
What if that's what saves our relationship? What if we do that separately and later figure out in life that we cannot live without each other? What if we, you know, get together or our bond becomes stronger because of this decision? Who knows?
Right.
I was telling Amanda that
yeah.
personally I have friends who are doing this.
And they're really happy.
Yeah, it can, if you have good communication, I was telling you this, because these people are very open and they are planned. Everything's planned. Everything is consented.
Right.
That's the main thing.
Right.
Everything is consented and everything's planned out and done in a way where no one's, you know,
sad. Yeah, nothing's hidden. Basically.
Nothing's hidden.
Yeah. Right.
And it's their choice. We are nobody to judge a person because of the choices he makes or his preferences.
Right.
Right. And, there's this, like, in the society, there are certain things which are considered as right and wrong.
Right.
So that's there in the society. But nobody is saying this is wrong. It's just somebody else's perspective.
Absolutely.
See, the person who's saying it's wrong, there's no rule regarding it, you know. There's nobody to dictate us that, you know, to say us, just to preach us, saying that this is wrong, this is right.
Right.
So what if this person who wants to be in an open relationship is actually a really nice guy, a really nice girl? Like she can, or she or he, like for you, she, for me, he. What if this person is the most understanding person you'll ever meet in your life? Their one flaw would be that they would want to be free to make the choice. Are you going to give up on having a nice human being in your life because of her preference? The choice is up to you. See, it all comes down to that decision that you make at that moment. I cannot tell that this is what's going to happen. I'm very firm when it comes to this decision. No. My mind can change.
Right.
I'm open to it.
The main thing is you have a conversation.
You have to have a conversation with this person. That is the key point. See, there's no right or wrong in any situation. What I believe is that two people can be right at the same time.
Right. Okay.
I mean, two people.
The Wright brothers.
Nice. Right. Nice one. But see, we could be having an argument right now, right? He could be right. I could also be right.
Right.
But who the hell is...
No. It's not like that. We could be both wrong. Okay. We could be both right. One person could be right or wrong. We never know.
But she'll be more wrong.
No.
That's a beautiful answer.
Yeah.
No, I think that was very insightful.
Honestly, that was the most matured answer
that I've ever
heard. Absolutely.
I was expecting a reaction. I didn't get it.
Good judge.
Contrary to that, actually, for me, it's a no. It's a hard no. Just because I've had that experience and I prefer being my partner's one and only person for all their desires.
Which I understand 100%. I love that. I love that. That's perfect.
Thank you. Because I feel like I understand how polygamy and monogamy can be two sides of the same coin. But personally for me, when I see my man would want to go out and be with these other women physically, it's like I understand, and if that's what you want to do, but you can't do that with me. You can't have me and them at the same time. You're gonna have to choose, and that's just where I draw the line on it. Yes, I am losing this person, and what you said was so valid, but at the same time, maybe that person isn't the one for me if they can't.
Definitely, because I have...
And it's entirely perspective, yes, like you said.
Yes, it is. See,
and subjective.
Because right now, I'm in a position where I just want a man for myself. I wouldn't share my man.
Yeah.
But if... I don't know. If I meet a man who meets all the criteria and who is really nice...
The five things.
Yep.
Yeah. The five things.
Yes.
And I would be hurt. So that's the decision is up to us, right? What if we sit down and we talk and we decide that we want to be friends?
Yeah.
Right.
Because I'm not okay with it. He's okay with it. I'm not okay with it.
Yeah.
Or he might be able to like change my mind. I'm not saying manipulation, but he will, I don't know, somehow. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We
like,
never know.
Like what you were talking about right now, it definitely gave me a new perspective to this. So it is something to ponder over. Yes.
Takshi, open relationships? Takshi's like, yeah, yeah.
Takshi's
like, I want to be in the middle.
And let me tell you something. In Sri Lanka,
yeah.
I don't think people really understand the meaning of open relationships also.
Yeah.
They just think it's physical.
Right.
It's not just physical, you know. It could also be dating.
Yeah.
Without being physical and
yes.
you know going,
yes.
you know it can be like an emotional attachment
yeah.
with somebody, or you know having that, you know having like searching for options. It could be that it doesn't necessarily have to be physical.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
But in Sri Lanka, we tend to.
We found the right person for this podcast.
Sorry,
he was saying.
So the thing was, when we were planning this podcast, when we were preparing this question, we were like, we were going to get freak outs and they're going to scold us and they're going to be, we were not expecting such a insightful answer.
Almost too mature for us.
Guys, it's like, what?
Yeah.
Well, well. So have you ever heard of the concept friends with benefits?
Ooh. Yes.
Really? Oh, okay. I didn't think you would. Do you think friends with benefits is something that should be normalized?
Yes,
or?
Absolutely.
Whoa, Jesus. Okay.
Holy shit.
Chetana, wait until she says the question first.
I didn't even finish the question.
I'm brutally honest.
But wait till I finish the question. You
sorry.
Very
friends with benefits person. Okay.
Friends with benefits. That should be also part of the 5 days.
She has a list.
I told you, naughtiness is a must. Be
yes.
bold.
So friends with benefits,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Assuming you're not in a... Before you're in a serious relationship, I mean, obviously, if you're in a serious relationship and you have a friend in benefit, you're cheating.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Assume you're not in a relationship and you have a friend and you're having some benefits in that. Is it something that you would say would ruin the friendship, or is it something that would ruin your future? Like, you know, something that you cannot ever meet that person?
Turning all sorts of pink, man, her hair. Her
all right, Chetana, you go first. That's the second part of this question. We'll let you answer and I'll go for the
second
part.
What's the first part? I forgot the first part.
Friends and benefits, yay or nay?
Friends and benefits, yay or nay? Does it affect your friendship? And is it something that would affect, like, let's say you're married to this other dude.
I'm married. That's a
No. In the future. Now, you let's say you have a friend. His name is Albert Aya.
Okay.
Right.
Right? Now, you're with Albert Aya.
Okay.
But you're friends with benefits.
Okay.
Then,
with Albert Aya.
Yeah. 10 years later, you're marrying Surendran Aya.
Okay.
Now, you are on the poro with Surendran Aya, but Albert Aya is still a friend.
Okay.
He's down there clapping.
He's down there clapping, but with his hands.
Okay.
All right. So, I want to know, is friends with benefits something that would make it worse or bad, or you cannot face the person, but you just, you know? You
can... No. Friends with benefits.
My guy.
Let
me tell you about friends with benefits. Good.
Yes. Okay. Friends with benefits... If you are having it with the most awesome...
Just one moment.
Partner.
I want to tell our viewers. Guys, this is their perspective.
Yes.
Please, this is not anything where we're forcing on you. It's a perspective. We're just having a conversation. We're getting their ideas. So please don't be offended by any of these questions. I know. I can feel the typing. I can feel the takka, 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 our culture. It's just their perspective. It's not like they're sleeping with all their friends. All right? If anything, they have not slept with anyone in, I don't know, 35 years.
And Chetana's only 33.
I'm 32. I'm younger than you. What is this?
All right. This is just a perspective. All right. Please continue.
I forgot the question.
So in 35 years.
So Chetana is full in for friends and friends with benefits.
Friends and benefits and friends with benefits.
And anyway. Friends with. Yes.
One of your friends are calling.
That's my mother.
Oh, thank God.
The bestest friend.
Why is her mother's name Justin Beast?
Sorry. That's the old number. Let me just keep it like that. Okay. Anyway, this question is getting different.
Friends with benefits, yes.
Okay. I think it's a beautiful concept. Having a friend who means something more to you physically. Because, you know, whenever you get intimate with someone... you know, you tend to exchange energies. I don't know, you guys, don't know if you guys mm-hmm.
I agree with you.
You like
why are you laughing? Was,
no, it's a very real thing.
I completely agree with you.
You get the bad and you don't mix up the bad and good qualities or whatever the bad or positive energies that yeah. each other is having. See, but also you form this very unique bond with this person and you never know how far it can go.
Mm.
See, we are just friends, but we suddenly discover this different
chemistry
mm-hmm. out of nowhere. This has happened to me. This is why I'm telling you.
Oh.
Yeah. See, you never know this because I never saw this person in this light. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Chetana, you don't understand from my perspective. The brightest red here and the brightest red here, the same bloody red. But yeah. Okay.
Okay. Whatever.
Did you? What? The hair?
The hair and the cheeks are the same color.
Ah. Oh, I was confused what you were talking about. All right.
Okay. So you know it can suddenly mean something more to you, and it can lead somewhere that you will never think of because mm-hmm. it can turn into something beautiful.
Right.
That's my first answer to the first part.
First thought.
And this Albert Tyas Urendra situation, right?
She got the name right.
Yeah, I know, man. She's so good.
She's a lawyer. She better.
So now I'm having this thing with Albert Aya. So I think, you know, some relationships like that, some friends with benefits situations, they die down.
Right.
And you're doing it with this friend usually because you're comfortable with that person. Like, yep. you know, it's like a switch. You suddenly switch to that mood. And after that, you're able to just sit down and have a drink and then just, you know, that's the meaning of it.
Right.
Get it? You feel the friendship with that person or something more.
Right.
And it doesn't trouble the whole, like the entire equation you have with this person.
Right.
That's the whole thing behind friends with benefits.
Right.
See, after a while, if it doesn't turn into something more, it dies down. I'm telling you, it dies down. You cannot do it forever.
Right.
There are people who do it forever, but you cannot and won't do it forever because your feelings change, like I always say. So you go and marry this Surendra person. This is a very hypothetical situation. So you marry this Surendra person, and if that person is still meaning something to you, if it's like a really big part of your life, it's just your tiny secret. It's the secret between you and Albert Aya. And if you're comfortable enough to discuss about that with your to be husband Surendra.
Right.
And if he's willing to understand, if he has also done
what a guy Surendra
what is the problem?
What is the problem?
If the three of them don't have any like a political problem.
They don't have problems, then why are you making a problem?
Yeah. See, like every problem we have in the society, it's because somebody else is thinking something about the situation that they are not even part of.
Burwa. But that is ingrained in our DNA.
See, that's the problem.
That is the problem.
I mean, you cannot be an auntie if you don't have that.
This is the problem. You don't understand.
Live and let live. It's up to Albert Taya, me and Surendra.
No, we don't let live here. We don't let. That doesn't happen here.
That's toxic.
We live and we screw others.
We do.
Sri Lankan pride.
We don't endorse this type of thing. So I hope it like the answer was clear.
It is, absolutely.
See, like who are we to judge that? Right. Like it's a beautiful bond. Yeah, Sri Lankan auntie.
So then my question would be, where do you quantify the relationship between, all right, so we're friends here, then we're sexual partners here, but then we go back to being friends without this leaking into I have now emotions for Albert.
Simple conversation.
Okay.
She talks a lot.
Simple conversation. You see, you feel something. You feel any emotion. If you're able to have a conversation about it, you will solve the problem. Trust me when I say this.
That's right.
If it's anger, if it's sexual frustration, if it's jealousy, insecurity, talk about it. Whatever the feeling, whatever the bond, right? We're talking about relationships.
Yes.
Our bond with our parents. We are very mad at something that they did. You discuss instead of like lashing out at each other. Because that happens at my house and I'm constantly frustrated because I'm like, why can't people have a conversation? Why can't just discuss?
Yeah, just, parents.
Yeah.
Conversation with parents.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that like?
Shush. So just like that. See, you have to discuss whatever the feeling. See, if you don't have any sexual feelings for your friend who is your...
You're a bad friend.
Yeah.
Were you really friends at all? You know what I mean?
Right.
We will
be back after the show. That's so bro.
Oh man,
that is so bro.
Again, disturbed my beautiful answer.
I'm back. Yeah. I'm back. I'm sorry. I passed out for a moment.
We nearly lost our chance for a second.
Yeah, but just have a conversation and just say to each other that you no longer feel the whole thing. And I'm pretty sure the person we are having this thing with, we are having it with someone who is able to understand it and who is able to finish it. Right. You know, you shouldn't be just doing it with every friend you see. Right. See, this is where the brains come in. This is where your experience matters. You have to be able to read people and the body language and find out whether this person is good to have this with and this person is good, like not good to have this with. See, if you have that sorted in your brain, you're sorted.
So in essence, just because you can screw, don't screw.
Yeah.
Right.
Never.
What about you, Resh? What do you think?
Okay.
<Whoa.
laughs> So she's never had friends?
My experience didn't go as fruitfully as hers.
Oh, no.
I would say, yes, the conversations are like none other. It's so open. It's amazing. It's how it ends.
Yes.
Is how, if the relationship can continue or not.
Continue.
Mine did. Yes, that's the word.
Paul! Yes, continue, yes.
Yes, I also feel like where I went wrong was this person and I weren't friends. We were acquaintances and then we built that friendship which got muddled up into like sort of a relationship. And one person got feelings for the other. And so...
Did you discuss that?
When certain things like that happen, it is discussed. And I think it's the connection that can't be let... You can't let go of that connection because it's so magnetic and it's the secret and it's what you want and you're still having these things. And the friendship on top of that is just like, it's a sealed deal.
It's like a cherry on top.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When two parties don't want to let go, but then one party wants to venture off, it leaves one hanging.
Yes.
And so it just doesn't work out. So I would say know who you are going to be friends with benefits with. Yes. If you have a good relationship with them, you f*** around and then, sorry.
I mean, you said much worse things.
Okay, you can.
I mean, she said so many things that I should have been
You can hook up with them, but you can repair the friendship and then you can go back to being friends. Where I feel like she and I differ, hers was a friend. Mine was an acquaintance where friendship was built upon.
See, what I spoke of is an extremely rare situation.
Yes.
It's very rare. Yes. You hardly find friends who are on the same level as you, mentally.
Mr. Amanda?
Yeah, Amanda, have you had friends with benefits?
Plenty of friends. Yep. All my friends are mentally.
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
no.
I'm your friend. I told you we
I'm your friend.
I told you we just...
Acquaintances.
It's even worse.
Yes, apparently so. I have, man. But then my thing is, like the both of you said, the relationship wasn't as, we weren't as mature as we should have been in that moment to actually have that conversation. Mm-hmm. What we let happen was we let the awkwardness of it build and after a while. And then she found somebody else and then it was another one-off thing while she was with somebody else. And that was just even worse. And then it just went straight down to frustration. I don't want to talk to you again.
Communication is key. So you both said relationships.
Relationships.
So we're talking about friendship.
Friendship.
She and I were friends. Yeah. She got into another relationship.
Right. You said the relationship too.
He and so I were friends and he wanted a relationship.
And she ran away.
See that? Okay.
But not with me.
Right.
That's a dun 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 sound. Yeah.
So
that's like a Christopher Nolan movie.
So both of you did not find and obviously communicate, you didn't. But you also sort of like didn't find a person who has the exact same mentality as you.
I found a person
Bro, respect.
I found a person with mammary glands.
See, physical.
Yes.
It's physical. Yeah.
But
what about you?
Me? When I was in school.
That story. Tell your child. Tell.
No, so I had friends who we may have had a lot of chemistry, but unlike you guys, I am very scared to lose the friendship.
Yeah.
Because I am a person who loves friends. I love my friends.
Same.
I love my friends. So I don't want to complicate it. I'm very simple-minded.
Right.
I'm extremely simple-minded. I like to hang out, laugh, eat, drink, come home. You know, I don't want, oh my God, that happened, this happened, this happened. Don't want to overthink. I don't think at all most of the time. Samantha can testify for that.
Yes.
So you could say I'm a dumb kind of a person in that way. So when it comes to friends with benefits, there may have been chemistry. There have been moments where we thought, okay, we could. But I always, you know, friendship is, I don't know. Now when I think about it, I think I'm an idiot. But that's how I felt at the time.
Right.
And I still think if I was single and something was to happen, I would still feel the same way because I love being friends. And I don't think I can differentiate.
You don't want to ruin the friendship.
I don't know if I can differentiate it. I don't know if I can, like, oh, now it's over. And yeah. I'll be like, oh, no, I think I like you, you know?
That makes you very aware of the situation, which is very rare. Again,
one of the characteristics.
Yes.
Yes. See, one of the five.
You know your flaws. You know what could go wrong.
Yeah.
So you're not taking the risk. So that's beautiful in a man.
So, oh, someone called me beautiful.
We need claps and we need dun dun dun.
Yes, but I'm just afraid of losing a friend. I just love my friends.
See, I have been there, so I can relate to you.
All right.
I was that.
I'm going to ask you, I'm going to ask all three of you. In relationships, are y'all the clingy one or the unclinged one?
I'm both.
I'm extremely clingy.
Okay. Clingy.
All right. I'm both.
No, so now, it depends on the mood.
Yeah, actually, it depends on the
mood. No.
But I am both.
You said clingy, you said clingy, you said.
I said in the mood.
Okay. So now there is another relationship type. All right. If you have heard of this,
don't say situation.
No.
This.
We read it.
This I love.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
It is called living apart together.
Huh?
Yeah. We read it together.
Cut that reaction.
We had to read it.
That is the podcast sound.
It is called living apart together.
LAT. LAT.
Okay.
Is this where you live in the same house? No.
Live away
from each other, but you're in a relationship.
Living apart together is two committed partners who live in separated houses, but may share all responsibilities, emotional whatevers, and even children.
Can I share the expression on Amanda's face when we were reading this?
This is like Queen Elizabeth. Like, that's how they live. I love Takshi's reaction. See, in the royal household, they have separate bed chambers.
Separate houses.
Hari. So just, houses or separate bed chambers. Mm-hmm. It's just that they have their own space,
that's
right?
Royal protocol, not that they choose.
No. So there are actual people who do this.
That's what we're saying. That's what
we're
saying.
Yeah.
So it's not like we made it up.
It's ideal. It's amazing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
I
what
love
I'm saying,
it.
Bro. Yeah, absolutely.
So Amanda's face was like this. We were going through relationship types. And I was like, this is, I'm like, yeah, there's something called LAT. What is that? Living apart together.
It's LAT.
And then, it's LAT. Literally LAT. And he's like, what is it? It's like two people I love. They do everything together. But at the end of the day, they go to their own houses. And Amanda was like, I have seen paradise.
I have
so
actually,
much space.
I have actually thought about this.
Okay.
But it's probably also the same house, but either different floors or different rooms. Mm-mm-mm. So that we have each like
personal space
because that's necessary.
Absolutely.
See, that's why I said I'm both.
No, fair enough. So I would like a response from the clingy people. Captain Klingson?
Can I answer to what she thinks?
It's Miss Klingson.
I'm Captain.
That's Major Sergeant. That's Sergeant Klingson, not Captain Klingson.
I'm Captain Klingson.
You're Captain Klingson. So, private clingy.
I surprisingly would agree.
With clingy?
With being able to be a little separate from each other and then come back.
My God, she agreed with me for once.
When
dun, dun, dun.
The reason why I agree is because I came across this Jay Shetty saying where in the 7 days... couples or people who are married, because you see each other so often,
get bored.
You lose the spark. So to not lose the spark, you go apart for 2 days. Then after 2 days, you get together and be a couple, do couple activities. Then on the next day, you go and hang out with your individual friends. The next day, you come together with your collective friends. And then the last one's for family.
What is the difference between collective
this
friends
dude
and
is
his genius.
So hectic.
No, but also...
Who did he copy it from?
I agree with it because
he's
I feel
known
like...
to copy.
Rashad, you were saying?
So sorry, Jay Shetty fans.
I agree with it because I feel like people lose their emotional batteries for each other and compassion for each other. Because once you see each other every single day, you just become like, yo, why aren't you picking up your shit? Like, why aren't you doing this? You get more angry with each other.
And can I add to that, that you lose yourself sometimes in the process. That's a big longing. I hate it. I wouldn't.
Like, I have friends who, when they were by themselves, they were amazing.
Mm-mm.
And after they've gotten with their partner, they've become like a version of that person, of that partner.
Yes.
And I don't like the partner.
No.
So I'm like, but yes, so
do you want to say names?
But yeah, outside of them, they're good.
What about you?
Well, my thing is, my love language is touch, hugging.
Yeah.
You know, so I like to hang out with
the wife.
The thing about the separation, you don't have to have another house. I can watch something today, you can be in the bedroom, or we can be in the same house, just different.
Yeah, I agree.
You don't have
but
to be
then, but then to be fair, he goes on a ship four times, like for 4 months, and then comes back. So
yeah, so I'm not, so that's why that's something I don't enjoy, because I would rather be home. Because I enjoy the fact, like, she chose to be with me. That kind of makes me feel so good. That's I don't know how to explain that feeling. You know,
you're adorable, dude.
It's a dopamine rush. Cute.
Thanks. So she chose to be with me, and that itself is a big high on me.
Right.
Okay. True. We need to take a break once in a while, but you don't have to leave the house. You can, you know, you can hang out with your friends. That's fine. I can hang out with my friends. That's fine. But at the end of the day, I would rather be, you know, in the same general area as much as possible, in a place that we are both comfortable in. And if you don't want to talk, you can be in the same room, use the phone, watch whatever you individually want to watch, but within
close proximity.
Because the fact that she has chosen you, that's the highlight there for me.
Okay.
What if she wants to take some space?
That's totally fine. She can take as much as she wants. She usually goes to her parents' house. I'm fine with that. But I'm waiting for her to come back again. So.
See, that's the choice, because you love it. Like you said, he's adorable. Like, he loves being married. He loves being around that person 24/7.
But I'm a manly man.
No. Not after that.
That makes him more attractive. See, a man who openly declares that, you know, he's in love with this one woman that is attractive. That's something we like. It's so beautiful, and it's more attractive.
Not to be alone, Ishan.
See, no, like, I wouldn't want a person who is like so closed off that I can't even talk to. Like, you know, shows me attitude. I'm like,
communication skills is shit, by the way.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, but you turn up. Physical.
Yeah, good.
I don't know how to express my feelings.
See,
or
sometimes women, like, even though I love communication, sometimes all I need is a hug. And we have very imbalanced hormonal issues, I'm telling you. Our emotions are all over the place. Understanding that, when to shut up and when to hug and when to talk.
He doesn't know that, though.
I talk nonsense all the time.
And therefore, the one or two nice things you really say, they really mean something.
Yeah, I feel that.
So back to the topic. It's beautiful to see that. It's also beautiful to, like, have two separate rooms.
That makes more sense.
That's what I said. I don't want to live in, like, separate houses.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's, again, up to you.
I can see him crying like a tear coming.
Economically, bro. Why are you
economically?
Because I can afford it.
Well, good for you.
My game room is a house.
Not with the kids.
I'm about to decide.
The kids.
Yes,
that's exactly what I want to bring.
The kids are in your house.
No.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
What?
Just because we're women.
Who wanted to have
give us a moment. We're having technical issues.
Who wanted to have the kids in the first place?
Both.
No.
Both of you. It's a decision. It's a mutual decision. How can you be?
He was just lazy to pull up.
He's not endorsing this. He's just kidding.
He just wants to just get a reaction out of us, guys.
We finally got the reaction we wanted.
Please comment. What was I going to say? Yeah, you want to have the kids. I suffer for it? But yeah.
So,
moving on. Yes.
Did you know that there are two types of relationships where there is no intimacy involved at all? Physical intimacy.
Huh?
Yeah. Like, one is called aromantic.
Okay.
Another one's called marriage.
You see why his wife wants to live in another house?
My God.
So more about the aromantic.
Okay. I did not get it. What?
Aromantic. Aromantic. I don't know if I'm pronouncing.
Like asexual. See, this people, generation confuses me so much. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is. What
so
is that?
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. I just read it off the internet. Basically, it's two people. They are attracted to each other, but they do not want to touch each other.
Bisexual. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're
just
emotionally...
girlfriend, boyfriend in their teenage years.
Like, no. Small, small, it's like you mean Sri Lankan teenagers, Asian okay. teenagers. Yeah. No, it's just that...
Isn't that like a crush?
No, they're gross to touch.
So the couple we had in mind was Sheldon and...
But they do have a kid. Oh, they do have a kid. Oh, they do do it. But yeah, in the beginning of the relationship, they were like that. Right. Like he was weird to touch her.
Okay.
But there are people who are genuinely both of them. They just like to be emotionally attached. Company. Emotionally, they're in love. But you, don't touch me with that.
Yeah.
So it's entirely up to them. It's beautiful for them. So
no,
just
but
I
wonder
it.
If you guys knew that there was something like that.
Oh, I did not know
we were
that.
Shocked.
I knew about asexual people.
I've known that. But when you mentioned Sheldon and Amy, then it just clicked. Yeah, yeah. They're like that's the ideal couple.
And also, we could be wrong. If you are asexual, what?
Aromantic.
If you're aromantic and you want to tell us what your experience is like, let us know. But
because we would want to know.
Yeah,
we would
love
to know.
Like, we just found a few types of relationship that we discussed, like open marriage, aromantic, friends with benefits. If there's something we missed out, we would like to hear from you guys. Please drop a comment. All four of us will obviously see it, we'll discuss, and we would like to learn more about the types of relationships that exist in Sri Lanka. I mean, we have long distance relationships. That's very straightforward. Sometimes may work. We have
she shut it down so fast.
I mean, my wife and I are technically almost in a long distance relationship.
For one quarter of the year, man's in a long distance relationship.
Then we have the co-parenting relationship where people are not
That's
married.
That's beautiful.
They're not married, right. But they have kids.
Yeah. That's so beautiful.
What were the others?
So we have two more that we'll quickly run through. One is a queer platonic relationship.
Ooh. Right? That's a Gen Z thing, right?
A queer platonic relationship is an intimate, non-romantic relationship that is more significant than typical friendships.
So it's above friends with benefits.
Yes. The only difference between friends and benefits...
So it's physical.
Non-romantic, yes.
It's no love. It's physical.
Non-romantic. Bang. Intimate. So physical.
Physical.
No emotional.
No emotions.
Yes. But more significant than typical friendships.
So friends with benefits, grade 2. No. Friends with benefits, grade 2.
Yeah. About all the difference between these two, we realize that friends with benefits, they're friends.
And they're queer.
I don't know. They didn't say that.
What are you saying?
So
it's the name of the thing. It's the name of the thing.
Maybe because they're queer.
It's queer platonic.
So it's probably because it's queer.
They're queer. Yeah.
It doesn't say any gender thing.
See, in friendship... like in friends with benefits, there is a feeling, there is an attachment, there is some kind of love.
But
so it's above.
They're saying that there is no attachment.
This must be the first phase of that.
This is the first phase. And then friends with benefits is a second phase.
Or maybe what you went through was with friends with benefits. We went through acquaintance with benefits. That's what this was. Done. Awesome. Super.
You said there were two. What's the other one?
The other one was situationships.
Oh, that's Rishali's favorite.
I never understand that word.
Okay. Rishali, tell us.
Dr. R. De Silva.
Gen Z expert.
What is a situationship and why is it such a big deal? Okay,
because it lacks commitment and labels.
So friends with benefits, level 3. Level 3.
Friends with benefits, but exclusivity. You guys have told each other that you like each other. But there aren't any labels.
So dating without responsibility. We had this conversation.
I guess so.
So it's just dating.
But no responsibility. You can leave anytime you want.
It's just dating.
Huh?
Yeah, I guess it's secret.
Why do you Gen Z people make everything so complex?
Secret.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. It's a secret. So what is the definition of a situationship? Can somebody tell me?
Relationship without a clear label of defined boundaries.
Oh my God, I'm so right.
Friends with benefits.
No, but that's boundaries, though.
There are boundaries. It's
so
there are.
Essentially, a friends with benefits situation is a no strings attached situation.
Okay.
So you can't fall in love.
Yeah. Okay.
Not like the queer platonic relationship where there is no relationship.
Okay.
Whereas in situationships, anything can happen.
Yeah. And
you just see where it goes.
Yeah. So that's dating.
No. Don't make it normal.
You see, that's the thing, right? So dating is a label. Yes. Then therefore, if you are dating, therefore you are boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
In situations.
No. Yes. Not always. I think
it's just, it's then down to the couple.
Boyfriend and boyfriend.
Just because you went on two dates doesn't mean you're boyfriend and girlfriend.
What does it make just no. Pause one moment.
Just you're just seeing moment. This person to see.
See, Takshi's like, can one of you buggers talk at the one time? Her fingers like, she's like, talk.
I will go first.
Takshi, you're doing all a right. great job.
Just, okay, fine. So now you say you went on two dates. Okay. You're not boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
But just slightly above friends.
See, it depends on the person.
I'm asking you.
No, not really. See,
no,
okay.
No, very really. I'm asking you.
Okay. What are you
so
asking?
So now, hypothetically, you went on a date.
Okay.
Twice. Thrice.
Okay.
Okay. Are you still the same as you were with this person before the dating situation? Or are you different slightly?
There is a difference. I'm getting to know the person, but that doesn't make that person my boyfriend. And I should also be open to like looking at other people and other options.
Exactly. Yeah. And all that jargon is called a situationship.
No, it's not.
Because with situationship come exclusivity.
There's no boundaries.
If there's exclusivity, it's dating.
It's none of these girls understand. Not going through, right? She's in a situationship. She's in a situationship. He's in a marriage. I'm in a situationship.
Confused.
So let me get it straight. Okay, wait. So a situationship
yeah.
is when it's like dating, but when you're dating, you're open to date other people. It's not exclusive. But in a situationship, you're exclusively dating this person.
This is like chemistry class all over again.
Is that what you're saying? Because you said this.
I think there is an eventual exclusivity which ends up being a relationship. I think the situationship is the starting bits. I know I said exclusivity.
Right.
Because I think there is a hope for exclusivity.
Right.
But they're still figuring out where they're going. And there's no like, you have to be my girlfriend. You need to be my boyfriend. It's like, I want to be committed to you.
Okay.
And I would expect that from return. And we'll see how this goes in like 3 months or whatever. They do a checkup and they're like, do you want a relationship?
A romantic or sexual relationship that is not considered to be formal or established.
Aha! Yeah,
so it's an anything goes. It's a sandbox situation where anything goes.
You know what? We'll just ask our viewers. If you guys think that anyone here is correct, put it in the comments.
I'm very shy.
We'll put a vote, you know. You're like, Rashali 1, Chetana 1.
Amanda
2. And Yoshan just confused as AF. I'm like, Do they sleep together or does the man sleep on the couch? If he sleeps on the couch, that's a marriage.
Yeah, I agree. It's either romantic or sexual, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So that's the end of our question segment of today.
Okay.
We are moving on to the... One question which popped out of my head.
Okay.
It's about the friend zone.
Okay.
I want you guys to tell people who are stuck in the friend zone, if they have a chance, while Amanda's preparing the game, you and Chetana take your turn and speak to people who are stuck in that friend zone, if they ever have a chance to get out of it, if so, how, and give them some hope. Or not, whatever.
What's the question again?
Oh my God.
Very long.
How to get out of the friend zone?
I'm going to make it very short. Friend zone. How to get out? Give hope or no hope?
Oh no. Why did you choose this one question that I was just blanked out? Yes, I do think there is hope to get out of the friend zone. One, don't. Try to sabotage the actual relationship that person is in the hopes of getting into a relationship with that person.
Why do you look at Amanda when you say that?
Wait, in this friend zone question, like, the guy has friend zoned you?
Could be either. Like let's say Albert Taya is in love with you, but you only see him as a friend.
Right, so
I only see him as a friend.
And you are in love with someone and that person is friend zoned you. So, like, you have to explain to the people who are stuck. This is for the viewers, not for me.
Oh, okay.
Do they have hope? Is there a way to get out of it?
Yeah.
What kind of strategy would you tell them?
It's the answer that you gave. If you like the friendship so much, if you don't want to lose the friendship, then you will put it above anything else.
But what if the dude's in love with you?
If the dude is in love with you, the best thing to do is, I think, to just explain it to him and confess and then just finish it off for his peace of mind.
I completely agree.
Because it's so hard to just be in a one-sided relationship, one-sided love. It hurts like hell.
So
it hurts
So you
I have been like twice. I have been in a one-sided situation twice, and it hurt so bad.
Yeah.
And it just, my mind, and I was really young also, and the last time it happened, I was not so young. And both times, it just broke my heart into a million pieces. The best thing.
So, Amanda's preparing for the game. Don't mind. I'm glad it didn't affect the podcast at all.
So, the best thing to do is to just say that... you know, it sucks, but I cannot do this to you. Just, I'm just going to, like, basically stop communicating with you.
Yeah.
Because you have to think of the person who loves you.
Yeah.
If you're a good friend, you will think of that person's well-being.
So,
even if he's being stubborn.
Hope or no hope for that person who's friend zone?
Don't give hope to that person.
No, no, yeah. Like right now, let's say someone who is stuck in the friend zone is watching this show.
Okay.
Should he keep hope or should he be like, forget it.
See, you have to take the hints of the person.
Yeah,
you know?
Kind of.
See, yeah. You have to see if that other person is basically giving you any hints or whether that person is, you know.
I would say confess. Tell them how you feel. Then if they feel that way, if they feel same to you, then they'll tell you. If not, you can move on.
Would that end the friendship though?
Yes, it would. It would, and that's something you have to accept.
Because none of us have that much of time to be, you know.
Would you rather?
If you're in the friend zone, the girl doesn't have time for you, Marshall.
No. I mean, like, what I meant was, like, we die, really.
No. So, I want to get one last perspective, right? Both of you separate. First, I'll ask you. You have friend zoned a dude.
Yes.
The dude confesses.
Yep.
Would you consider not being, like, would you give him a chance? Or is that, oh, no. If he matches all your criteria, your five, whatever, and, you know, he has the biggest dong or whatever, I don't know.
Sling it over your shoulder.
Yeah, would you give him a chance or would you value your friendship with him?
Yeah, I definitely would. If he has all the criteria,
you'll give him a chance.
Yeah.
All right. So, and what about you, Chet?
If I'm not happy with that person at that instant, then I might not give him a chance. I will probably have a conversation and then just... I'll just put him down and I'll just, you know, save.
That's a Bon Jovi song, no?
Yeah. Because, come on.
Lay you down on a bed of roses.
Because I can't let my friend, you know, be hurt
because
of me. But, see, if he matches all the criteria, what if he's able to, like, change my feelings later?
Yeah. So that's what I want to know. I just want to
know. This is a very varying thing. So, yes or no? Can a person who's in... who you have friend zoned, get out of the friend zone.
Can a person who I have friend zoned?
You have friend zoned Albert.
Okay.
So Albert is like, I love you.
Okay.
Exactly like that.
Yeah.
Right? And you said, Hari, can Albert now get out of the friend zone?
That's it. Yes or no?
It's up to him.
Yes or no, bang.
Yes or no.
He can.
Okay. Yes. You have a chance.
Okay. You?
If I'm looking at the people...
Ladies and gentlemen, yes. Yes or no?
Yes or no? You need to think about the people that I have friend zoned. And in my response to that,
yes.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay, so no. But what about future?
I mean, if you...
We'll play the game now, all
right. There is no right and wrong answer.
True. So, once again, before we start the game, I want to remind everyone...
Cuddle.
Everything in this shop in this podcast has been their perspective.
Perspective.
It's just our personal opinions.
Yeah.
Nothing about insulting anyone or offending anyone. It's just their ideas. Please not take things to heart. We were just having a friendly conversation and we wanted you to join the conversation. Anything to add to that, Amanda?
Stop being so butthurt about everything. And now the fun part of the show. Now the fun part of the show. The fun part.
There's one more thing, advice.
One more thing.
If you are two consenting adults.
And you're within... No, that's it. If you are two consenting adults and you're not really hurting anybody.
Yes. And it's not against the law.
And it's not against the law. And I mean, unless the hurting thing is a part of your... by all means, go for it.
Yes, go for it. Do what... But please, everyone has to be adults. Everyone has to be consenting. and don't hurt anyone.
Be safe. Take precautions.
Yes. Use always
condoms.
Wear an
Use
umbrella.
Use condoms.
Yeah.
One more thing. We need five here as well.
And be good in bed.
Listen to what your partner says during that.
All right. So now we are going to That's So Bro Grave. Hit it.
That's So Bro Grave. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how we're going to play the game. All right.
Okay.
In this magical little flask that I found in the kitchen, we have written down a couple
flask.
Of things. All right. This flask has many, many questions. It's a flask, Rashad.
Right?
Right. Don't be that person. So now what you do is you will pick one of the many, many questions in this flask. You will read it out and we shall time you. If we can answer the question,
five seconds.
Whatever this question is,
you can answer.
No, you can answer. Okay. You pick it. Okay.
Okay.
If you can answer the question in 5 seconds,
okay,
you're safe. If you can't answer the question in 5 seconds, you got to eat a 9 minutes.
All right. So this pizza is extremely spicy,
as you can see,
and you need to dip a bit of the sauce.
No, I refuse.
Well, tough shit. All right.
Well, then you hold her down and we put the sauce.
So now if I am answering the question, the three of y'all are the judge panel.
Yeah.
So if I give a bullshit answer, y'all can always veto me and tell me that I have to eat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So
veto all the time then.
So
yes.
Ladies first.
Why is it always me?
You take it out and give it to me.
Because you're the one with the pretty hair.
Aw, this means I'm safe.
Yeah.
I'll read it.
I'll time it.
Wait, don't time it.
Best camera.
Don't time it and let me hear the question.
All right. So this is a very simple question.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for the question to be asked to start the timer. You have 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, which situation is more upsetting? Your partner cheating on you with your best friend or your sister/brother?
Sister/brother.
Whoever, if you have a sister or brother.
Sister/brother.
And why?
Murder.
Murder?
No, not your sister/brother.
Wait. Are we talking
sister or brother?
Eat, darling, come on, Nehari, it's okay. Can't the mannequin.
Now the dude comes home and be like, Macha.
Wait.
I slept with your brother or sister. I don't know if you have brother or sister.
You.
So best friend is okay.
You. No, still the answer that I gave. No.
I still think she was doing it because she didn't listen to the question.
Yeah.
She's been doing that through the whole podcast.
Yeah. What? No.
There's like 3 questions she didn't hear. All right, choose your slice.
Basically, Chetana, we're just going to get everybody to start eating pizza. It's just really fun to do this.
You, the question is like, I'm imagining things.
You said sister/brother, Macha.
It's like murder. So,
please cut that off.
It took me like about
please
10.
Please cut that off.
That should be like the opening of the podcast. Please. Sister murder.
Why? Murder. So,
you,
what?
Because I wasn't thinking of anything sexual when you said sister. It was weird.
I didn't say that you're sleeping with your sister. I said your partner.
Ew, that's bad. Like, both situations are bad.
All right, how we're going to do this is, the first question you can have without the sauce.
Without the sauce.
The what? Second one, because there's quite a full.
This is not too big.
Whoa, that's what she said.
That's so
bro.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Okay, go. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you don't have to eat the whole slice. Like, couple of bites. One more bite. You took only one. Like,
it's
one
okay.
Big bite.
Big bite.
Big bite. Wow.
Matching for the size. Good girl. All right, Resh, go ahead. Knock yourself up.
Did that sound like on? You time?
No, give me. I'll read. I don't know if you can read
seconds.
That.
You should give
10
seconds.
It's a good 10 seconds. You should understand. She's a shared partner. All right.
Also, basic. There are more serious questions. This is a bit basic.
Okay.
Has any of your friends' spouses hit on you? And if he was single, would you have been okay with it?
Oop.
Have any of my friends' spouses hit on me? No. If you were single, no.
Yeah, she said no immediately, so I think she's safe.
No, she said 5 seconds and 68 milliseconds.
We'll get the third umpire. What do you think? Does she eat or not?
No.
Wow.
She's safe. I think she's safe.
Please got an easy one. Please got an easy one.
You have to type, Rish.
Okay.
Does it?
Just give me a piece, Mona.
Yeah, I'm also hungry, man. Yeah, I'm very thin.
That's what I didn't want. You know, I didn't want him to laugh.
Amanda.
Yes.
If you were to have physical intimacy with a cartoon character, who would it be and why?
Bayonetta, because she's so damn hot.
Oh, God.
You want
is
to...
that the Japanese chick?
No, no, that's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life, and she's a part of a game called Bayonetta 1 and 2 and 3.
And is she a cartoon character or game?
She has an anime series.
I said cartoon no. character. I didn't say anime.
So you have two Japanese. Seconds. No, 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 no. If you Google,
yeah, so what anime is? Anime is cartoon. Right?
Let's go, lawyer. Go.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Right.
Wait. You wanted to answer it. What did you want to say?
Nothing.
You said, "I wish I got that question." She said that. I heard.
No,
to say
I said it.
You? Who would it be? Tell me, just the Ninja Turtles. I feel like you're a Ninja Turtle kind of person.
Oh, I don't know.
Who's your boyfriend, Charlie?
Fred Flintstone, Homer Simpson.
She did.
Prince Adam.
What?
Who's Prince Adam?
I don't know.
Who is that?
On the Beast Turns Human.
Oh, Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
I said what
typical
I said.
Bad boy.
She likes it hairy.
She likes furry. So five things and hair.
Don't shave.
anyway,
you did have beautiful.
Okay, time it.
Rush on timer.
Okay.
I hate this whole thing. I'm just gonna eat the slice, man.
Tasha, I want you to get a close up of your son, right? Okay.
Spider-Man is a great.
Sorry, your thing is that you said Harry Boy. Okay, your son.
Yes.
If you were born as the opposite gender,
I can't do this.
What is the first thing you would do and go?
Does that count?
I don't know how to describe it.
He just did it. Yeah, he made it.
You should watch all the days here, like.
Nice.
I mean, I don't know how you guys go through your day without just doing that.
Nice one. Nice
one. Yeah, please.
Did she do it?
She just said, actually.
Can you see if Takri's alive? I can see a vibrating.
Takri's just not looking at this side, man. All right, Yoshan, pass
please.
Or not?
Please, it's all jokes.
Yoshan, pass or not?
Yeah, within 1 second, yeah. I answered it. It's like I've dreamt of that moment my whole life.
Titillated. I don't like this game.
Hey, you could have gotten her side, didn't you? You said no.
Pa. Yeah, you took her side.
And now you're in sauce. Huh?
Now it's with sauce.
Ugh. I know that I'll have to eat. I'm really bad at this.
Oh. Uh-huh. Other than Amanda or Yoshan, who is the sexiest local celebrity
nobody.
That you would want to? You have to answer somebody.
You have to answer somebody.
You have to
say
somebody.
No, no.
Controversy.
Start the time if she doesn't.
No. Sri Lankan local celebrity.
Hema
Nadesia. It's already 583.
I said Hema.
Who's the sauce, Yoshan?
Who is Hema? I need to know.
I also need to know. I don't know.
What?
The actor and dancer person.
I said it for the sake of my best friend. She loves Hema because I don't know.
God, I can smell the chili.
Shit. You have yogurt. Let me open it.
Shall I feed it for you?
If you can fold it, Yoshan, that'd be great.
Okay.
What a champion. Wow. Mangi, how's it going?
We had some ASMR chewing.
Resh, please, while she's suffering.
Yeah.
You want water?
Nah, I'll have it. Okay. I think I took a glimpse of that question.
Oh.
I start.
Okay.
It's
she
a
saw
bad
the question.
One.
It's okay. It's too long for her to see the whole question.
Yeah, I just saw your mom's.
All right. So this is a hypothetical question. All right. Let's say something happened. Your mom's about to die.
Okay.
Hypothetical.
You're not real. To save her, you need to get back with your ex. What would you say to your ex to get him come back to you?
One, two, three, four, five.
I said
your mom just died. Your mom just died.
Hypothetically.
Oh no.
Hypothetically, your mom dead.
Bro, I completely forgot about that important.
Pizza and sauce, please. I'm on the sauce, sir.
Madam, please feel free to pick any.
They're all evil.
They're all evil.
So the dude who was making the pizza was like, we are going to play a game. Can you... If you are a company that makes spicy food or drinking yogurt, please call us. So
please,
we would like to
guys,
sponsor.
I can smell this.
Yeah,
you can smell it? I can feel it in my eyes.
I can smell the... Okay.
We stepped up from the last episode because the we got complaints that it wasn't spicy enough.
Okay. Man. Good luck.
It still burns.
She can't breathe for herself, man. What do you mean type out?
No, 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 you answer the question. How can you type?
Is that the stopwatch?
Can you give it a shot?
You can.
Wait.
The third round, you're only okay. Sauce. No pizza, just sauce.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's go.
This is an acting thing.
Oh no.
You have to pretend to gender swap.
Okay.
You're a chick. Okay. In this situation, you're dating Resh. Resh is the dude. You have to act as the dude.
Hey, baby girl.
You need to break up with Resh within, let's say, 8 seconds.
Okay.
8 seconds we'll give him.
Okay.
In that 8 seconds, you have to break up with Resh, and Resh, you cannot cry.
Is that a scenario?
That's a scenario. If she cries during the breakup, if you don't handle it right, you have to eat a slice.
Okay.
I'm already crying. Can you do this?
No, you have to cry for the acting.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Rashad, I love you, but your brother's thing is so much bigger. That's going to break up with you. I'm going to go with him from now on. It's your brother, not you.
Did you speak for 8 seconds?
I did. I finished. You stopped the timer, man.
Seven. Come on.
You had to speak for 8 seconds.
No, he did.
I did.
He finished everything in like
you
7 seconds.
You have to speak for 8 seconds.
He did.
Y'all
can
judge.
He did.
So 7 seconds.
No, it's 7, 8, 9 something. So it's technically 8.
Why is she protecting you from the pizza?
She said technically.
Because I'm a lawyer. It's right and wrong for me.
So 7, 8, 9 is less than 8 seconds.
If
my God,
if,
woman,
if
that's
you're
a
going
law.
Through something that requires litigation
from your house,
please hire Chetana.
Please don't.
If you need a psychologist and some help that way, don't hire Shali. She poured it over anything else. Piece of shit.
Would you read?
Yeah, sure.
I also want to have another bite.
How would they taste? This is nothing. I'll time. No, can you time? Can you breathe?
I can.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. In 5 seconds, Yoshan, tell me, what is the weirdest place you and your wife have been physically intimate?
Go. In a cafe.
Nope.
What is this cafe so we can all avoid your cafe? Oi, cafe, what are you doing with the security man?
It's those bathrooms, I tell you. That's fast. That was fast.
Yeah.
Not even once.
I gotta tell you, Che, it's you again.
Sucks.
Pick, you have two, the last two.
This sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks.
That's what he did.
That's a bro.
Okay, so other than
you
cheating.
Like a grandma. Oh, what?
Other than cheating,
okay.
Name one thing you would divorce for and why. Other than cheating.
His dong not working. Yo, that's valid. That's valid.
It's 4:28.
Resh, you had the last question.
Oh, okay. Yay. You can pick it. You can take it.
Right. So, I just wanted
would
to let you...
Would you like some pizza?
I wanted you guys to know, if you guys can think of any questions in the next few seconds, you can ask us. And try to get us to eat pizza, if you can think of something. All right, so the last question, this was personally asked by Amanda.
Oh.
Huh?
How did you know it was going to come to me?
I don't know. Huh. So, since you can't marry your first cousin.
Not your cousin.
What?
All right, you technically it's not right to marry your first
Why?
Cousin.
Why?
If
no,
you're
no.
in love, go for it, bro. Okay?
It's
don't
right
worry.
To marry your first cousin. No. It actually is.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Sorry,
because of biology and genetics, not by law.
Okay.
By biology and genetics.
Blood cousin, no? Blood like
this. It's not really right if you want to have the perfect offspring to marry someone so close to you. How... This question's for her. Why are you looking at me like the question's for you?
Interesting, yeah.
She didn't even pay attention to her own question.
I am.
No, she... Like when I'm asking her, ask the question again.
It's fun.
Ha! Ha! I'm good.
Let's
good.
Go.
You can't marry your first cousin. But how?
Oh,
my guy, I need to know. Okay,
I'll ask.
But by how many cousins away are you willing to marry?
One!
I'd say
two,
around five.
Fifth cousin.
That yeah, because it's like, I don't know how the cousin thinks.
Cousins, five times removed or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't have a problem.
So your cousin, so your cousin's cousin's cousin.
No, that's not how it works.
How does it work?
I don't know.
So you have first cousins, you have second cousins,
it's fine, it's
you have
fine.
Third
this
cousins.
Is not part of the podcast.
But yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with second cousins.
All right. So if you are Chetana's second cousin, you still
have
a chance.
Please
have,
don't. All my cousins.
If you are Chetana's second cousin. And
five qualities.
And your five qualities.
And you're a bad boy.
And you're a bad boy. And you.